During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to remember there are services available out there for people who may be struggling. And maybe you would not know that these services are actually available all year round. Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Brenda Janka, a member of the Blanc-Sablon Food Bank, to talk about the food bank services currently being offered from Blanc-Sablon to Old Fort. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Abigail.
Brenda, I'm glad that you're taking the time to talk with us today so we can explain more to the population about the local food bank.
It's my pleasure.
So, Brenda, would you mind starting by explaining a little bit about the food bank?
Well, the food bank is a nonprofit organization that's been on the go now for the last 12 years, I would say, roughly. And we're underneath the church group, but we have a food bank, and most people know about us at Christmas time, but we work all through the year. We come in out to people in need, people that want grocery or something because they're lacking fun at one point during the year. We can help the same person up to 4 times during 1 year.
Wow, that's very interesting, Brenda. And can you tell us a little bit about the communities you serve?
We serve from Old Fort to Blanc-Sablon right now because one of our big donors to keep the food bank going is the Caisse Populaire that has members from Bonne-Espérance and Blanc-Sablon. So since the beginning, we offer the service to the villages between Blanc-Sablon and Old Fort.
How many volunteers currently work with the local food bank?
We are 3 people that work together, me, Doris Jones, and Rose Lebedis. So if somebody needs something from the food bank, they either call Doris or myself at home, or sometimes they pass through the social service, and those people call us. Often, we don't even know who's the person we get the grocery ready for. We only know, like, 2 adults, 2 children, or 1 adult, and we deliver it to the person that made the request.
That's very interesting, Brenda. So you can make a request on behalf of someone else in need.
Say, Abigail, you could make a request for somebody else that needs the food bank. Because the thing we have to remember on the Lower North Shore, people have a lot of pride. So when they call us, we're usually their last resort. But say, if you call me for somebody and you say, I need a grocery for 1 adult, you know, he's in need, I don't ask you who it is. I just ask you to give me a list of what the person needs and try to fill the list if possible, right?
And that's very interesting, Brenda, because it's very confidential. And this is great to let the people know that you can call for someone you know in need and their name does not need to be given.
Yes, we try to deliver it in a confidential way. And like for the first time yesterday, we used the Rangers. But before we used the Rangers to do the delivery yesterday, I phoned the person and I asked them, are you comfortable with this idea? And the person was comfortable. So the Rangers are sworn to secrecy also. So they did the delivery and that was it. Say if you would tell me, no, I'm not comfortable. Well, then we would proceed as usual, give ourselves an appointment and we do the delivery.
Can you explain, Brenda, how listeners could make a donation if they would like?
If you do a money donation and you give cash, well, you can donate it to either 3 of us. If you want to write out a check to Paroisse Notre-Dame de Lourdes, and you write in brackets food bank.
And also, can people give donations of food if they feel that they have a lot of, say, dry goods or something? Can they call you?
Dry goods and all that. If they want to donate, they let us know and we give them an appointment and we meet at the church and we take the dry goods and we place them in our food bank.
Wonderful. And also the mayor of Blanc-Sablon, Wanda Baudouin, was on the air last week and she had mentioned that the model for your food bank is actually going to be used elsewhere by the Coalition of Help on the Lower North Shore. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
We had a few meetings with the MRC, and so they asked us if we were willing to help, especially with the COVID, to help set up on the Lower North Shore. Well, right now we would kind of do what we're doing here to help people in need. The only thing is that we need to find a way so that it stays confidential.
Well, bravo to you, Brenda, Doris, and Rose on your great work for the community. And if someone would like to reach out to you to maybe make an inquiry for someone who is in need or to make a donation, what is the number they should contact you at?
You can call me at 461-2515. You can call Douglas at 418-461-2719. If anybody has any questions, like do they qualify or does somebody else qualify, they can call us anytime.
Wonderful. And this is a great service you are doing for the community, so we thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, because you never know when you'll be the next one that needs, right? I want to say a big thank you to the population in general, because every year we do a guignolée in French, like a food drive, and the response from the population is excellent, so I want to thank them, right?
Well, thanks again for your time, Brenda, and sharing this valuable information to the population.
It's my pleasure.
And that was Brenda Janka, a member of the local Blanc-Sablon Food Bank, which is open all year round and ready to serve anyone who is in need. Currently, from Blanc-Sablon to Old Fort, and as Brenda mentioned, the model is being reworked as well for the whole Lower North Shore. So be sure to stay tuned for more details regarding this. If you need to reach Brenda, you can do so by calling 418-461-2515 for any food bank inquiries. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablon.